It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Hey there, it is Friday. Local Real Estate Today, Kyle Bailey, Mary Gilbert, a local real estate expert from the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. It is hard to believe we're already halfway through 2026.
I can't believe it either. It just feels like we put away those holiday decorations and now we're talking about mid-year housing trends. But this is actually one of my favorite times of the year to step back and look at the bigger picture, because by now we have enough information to really understand where our local market is headed, not just what happened over one busy weekend.
Yeah, and that's what we're diving into today. Certainly no shortage of headlines: housing, mortgage rates, inflation, the economy. And it seems sometimes like every national headline says something completely different.
Well, that's very true. And one of the biggest mistakes people make is assuming what they hear nationally automatically applies here in Douglas County. So real estate has always been local. Our market behaves differently than Seattle. It's different than Portland. It's different than California. So that's why it's important to look at what's actually happening right here in Douglas County.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do today. Look at what's happening in the local market, talk about economic signals, what they're telling us as we head into the second half of the year. And we're going to highlight, of course, some new listings and some open houses around the county. Sound like a plan?
Sounds like a plan. So whether you're thinking about buying this year, selling, investing, or simply curious about what's happening, I think today's conversation will answer a lot of questions people have been asking.
Well, let's start with what's happening right here in Douglas County this week. What stood out to you as you looked over the latest market activity?
Well, it was another active week with moving across nearly every category. So we had 50 new listings come on the market this week, just one fewer than last week's 51. So inventory continues to arrive at a steady pace, and that's great for buyers because it means fresh opportunities continue to hit the market.
And one number that really caught my attention was the homes coming back on the market.
Yeah, so we went from 12 homes back in the market last week to 22 this week. Homes back on the market for a variety of reasons: financing, inspections, or buyer changing directions. But it's important for buyers who thought they missed out may suddenly have another opportunity.
And pending sales also saw kind of a dramatic jump.
Yeah, this is a number I really like seeing. So pending sales increased from 37 last week to 60 this week. That's a gain of 23 homes, or about a 62% increase week over week. So strong indicator that buyers are still active. They're not just browsing, they're writing offers and moving forward when they find the right home.
And what about pricing? Did we see much movement there?
Yeah, absolutely. Price reductions declined. We had 66 price reductions compared to 71 last week. So still a healthy number. Seeing fewer reductions can suggest homes are coming to market priced closer to what buyers expect.
And what about homes that actually closed?
Yeah, so we stayed consistent. We had 37 sold homes, exactly the same as last week. So consistency tells us that transactions are continuing to move through the pipeline and buyers are following through.
What other numbers are worth mentioning?
Well, one that stood out was expired listings. Just three listings expired this week compared to seven last week. But watch out, because next week, first of the month, we're going to have a huge number of expireds.
So when you take a look at all those numbers together, what's your biggest takeaway?
So the market feels active and balanced. So inventory remain steady, buyers are writing more offers, homes are continuing to close, price reductions have eased a bit, and fewer listings are expiring. So a healthy sign that both buyers and sellers are finding opportunities when they come into the market prepared.
Now, we spend a lot of time talking about what's happening week to week, but why don't we zoom out for a minute? Every day there's another headline about mortgage rates, inflation, or the economy. And it can be hard to really know what headlines matter as we get to this halfway point. Which ones are you paying attention to?
So the biggest thing we're watching is confidence. When people feel secure about their jobs and finances, they're much more comfortable making major decisions like buying or selling a home. So compared to a year or two ago, today's environment feels much more stable.
And so maybe not perfect, but a bit more predictable.
Yeah, exactly. And predictability is actually healthy for real estate. So people don't need perfect conditions. They just want enough certainty to make informed decisions about their future.
Now, one thing I've heard from buyers this year is that they finally feel like they have some options again.
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest shifts we've seen. Buyers have more choices today. So instead of feeling pressured into multiple offer situations, they have more time to compare homes, ask questions, schedule inspections, and make thoughtful decisions that are right for their family.
But does that mean buyers have all the leverage now?
Well, not necessarily. So the best homes are still selling quickly when they're priced well, presented well, and located in desirable areas. So what's changed is that buyers are more selective. They're paying closer attention to condition, maintenance, overall value, and I think that's a healthy market.
And what about sellers? What advice to somebody who's considering listing later this year?
Yeah, preparation matters more than ever. So professional photography, thoughtful pricing, addressing deferred maintenance, and presenting the home well all help generate stronger buyer interest from day one. So today's market rewards sellers who take the time to prepare before they list.
And one thing I've always appreciated is you don't spend too much time trying to predict the market.
Well, none of us have that crystal ball, so our job is to help people make good decisions based on what's happening today. So whether rates move up, move down, or stay about the same, life keeps moving, people still relocate, retire, grow their families, and invest. And we'll continue helping them navigate whatever market we're in.
Yeah, great advice. Now, speaking of opportunities, let's talk about some of the newest homes to hit the market this week. Looks like everything from move-in ready homes, maybe even an incredible luxury riverfront estate.
Yeah, so first up is 535 Oak Terrace in Sutherland, offered at $345,000. This is a three-bedroom, two-bath home. It's been remodeled from top to bottom, brand-new flooring, fresh interior, exterior paint, new windows, updated kitchen, quartz countertops, and renovated bathrooms. You can just move right into this. This home is listed with Tiffany Frazier at Keller Williams.
Well, that's really appealing, especially for first-time buyers who don't want to walk in and have to tackle a remodel.
Exactly. And out in Winston, we have 10 Southwest Peach Lane. It's offered at $389,000. This is a ranch-style home on a corner lot, three bedrooms, one bath. It's got that great outdoor lifestyle. You find a covered patio, mature landscaping, raised garden beds, a greenhouse, gazebo, water feature, and a poultry coop. So if someone likes gardening or being outdoors, this is the one. Listing agent is Kimberly Krebs with Stellar Realty Northwest.
Gosh, you know, the outdoor spaces, especially this time of year, really become like another room of the house.
Absolutely, especially in Douglas County where people love being outside.
All right, let's shift gears because this next property offers something completely different.
Yeah, so we've got 371 Stanley Road in Glide at $675,000. This is 10 private acres behind a gated entrance. The house has been updated with hardwood floors. You got kitchen and quartz, remodeled kitchen with quartz countertops, high-end appliances. And outside, there's a workshop, separate wood and metal shops. It could be an office or a gym. They have fiber internet, the RV and boat storage. So property is listed with Angela Hill at Oregon Life Homes.
Sounds like less like buying a house and more like buying a lifestyle.
Exactly. And speaking of lifestyles, our final featured property this week represents one of the premier luxury properties in Douglas County. This is in Stonebrook Estates at 567 Cherokee Avenue in Roseburg, offered for sale at $1,499,900. This is a custom-built French country-inspired home with over 4,000 square feet on 1.37 acres of North Umpqua River frontage. So you've got high vaulted ceilings with beams, hardwood flooring, alder cabinetry, gourmet kitchen with quartz finishes, a nice five-star commercial style gas range and double ovens, lots of windows to capture that view. And you've got this flexible upper living space, beautifully maintained grounds with that French country inspired landscaping. So truly a home that has to be experienced in person. And I'm proud to represent this listing with my partner, Sabrina Scheck-Snyder at the Mary Gilbert Group and Keller Williams.
All right, boy, that one really checks a lot of boxes.
It does. So if someone's looking for luxury, multi-generational living, or simply wants to enjoy a beautiful riverfront setting, this is one of them that you can do that from.
Yeah, we got a minute left. Let's take a look at some of the homes you could actually tour this weekend.
Yeah, so actually, if you want to see that house at 567 Cherokee Avenue that we just talked about, it is going to be open today from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. And this is behind that gated entrance. So the gate will be open. Go check it out. It's over 4,000 square feet. Sabrina Scheck-Snyder is going to be out out there for 3 hours today.
What about an option out in Winchester?
Yeah, and tomorrow, stop by 260 Village Drive in Winchester. It's going to be open from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. 415,000. It's been updated, and this is hosted by Valin Curry at Curico Real Estate.
Wow. Other things out there as well, but if people want to get connected with you to get answers in their real estate journey, how do they do that?
Yeah, so if you'd like to learn more about any of these homes or about the market or how we can help you, you can reach out to us at 541-366-6080 or visit us online, marygilbert.com, and we're in the office.